Hundreds of programmers descended on Atlanta this weekend for the Southern Interactive Entertainment and Games Expo. Gaming is a $23 billion industry where women are still in the minority, even though they make up half of America's video gamers. WABE's Kate Sweeney reports.
The video game console at Karis Books & More, the nation's oldest feminist bookstore in Little Five Points, looks like something you'd play Zelda or Donkey Kong on back in the day. But this game, My Nietzsche, isn't about saving some princess. Instead, you play a trans woman just trying to make it through her day without harassment. Project organizer Sarah Schumann says it's still news to too many people that half of all gamers are female.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's almost sort of a joke at this point that like every 6 months an article comes out that's like, guess what? Women are actually playing it. And it's like, we've been having this conversation for so long within this very insular community of people that are already committed to games.
This project is meant to move that conversation out into the world and spread the word. Not all gamers are 16-year-old white dudes.
It's just not true anymore.
Molly Proffitt is CEO of Atlanta-based Kerchunk Games. She says these days, the average video game player is in her mid-30s. She may play Angry Birds on her phone or Candy Crush. I'm looking at you, Pokemon Go Hunter.
But despite that statistic, only 20% of people who work in games are women, and even less are programmers. It's around 5%.
Here in Atlanta, Proffitt says she sees a lot of women programmers leaving for places like San Francisco, which does a better job of attracting diverse workers who create more than the first-person shooter games that dominate the industry. She says Atlanta needs to take advantage of its diversity to become truly competitive. To help, Karis Books will offer a variety of events and video games in the months to come. Kate Sweeney, WABE News.